Complex ship schematics unfurled across his consciousness, fuel sections a frantic red. Emergency safety programs sent a torrent of binary pulses into the engine bay. None of it made any difference to the rising pressure. They were contingencies for malfunctions, he realized. This was something else. The tank was being subjected to a tremendous energy input. The trouble was external, deliberate.
"Joshua!" he roared in helpless fury.
After operating for 25 seconds at maximum expenditure, the thermal inducer's electron matrix was exhausted. The field shut down, but the damage had been done. The protuberance, swelling from the tank, was glowing a brilliant coral pink. Its apex burst open. A fountain of boiling gas streaked out, playing across the engine bay. Thermal blankets took flight, whirling away. Composite structures and delicate electronic nodules melted, sending out spumes of incendiary droplets. Madier lurched forward, slewing slowly around its long axis as the rocket-like thrust of the erupting tank shoved against the hull.
"Holy shit!" Sam Neave spat. "Octal! Octal, for Christ's sake, get back here!"
"What's happening?"
"It's Joshua. He's fucked us. Get back here. The reaction control can't keep us stable."
Even as he said it, the guidance data pouring into his mind showed the thruster clusters losing the battle to hold the ship level. He tried to activate the main drive, the only engines with the strength to compensate for the rogue impulse of the ruptured fuel tank. Dead. A neural mnemonic medical monitor program overrode his pacemaker, calming his frightened heart. Adrenaline buzzed in his head. Sensors and control linkages from the engine bay were failing at an unbelievable rate. Large areas of the schematic in his mind were an ominous black. The shell section loomed large in the forward sensors. Joshua watched from behind the relative safety of a boulder 300 meters away. The Madier was starting to tumble like the universe's largest drumstick. Sparkly gas spewed out of one end, tracing a wavering arc through space.
"We're going to hit!"
Sam Neves datavised. The Madier had already wobbled past the space plane, giving Joshua a nasty moment. Now it was careering towards the shell section. He held his breath. It should have hit, he thought. It really should. But the rotation it had picked up saved it. The Madier flipped over the edge of the polyp cliff as if it was on pivots, its life support nodule no more than 5 meters from the surface. At that speed it would have split open as though it was made of glass. Joshua sighed as the gritty tension contracting every tendon drained away. They deserved death, but it would just have to wait now. He had other priorities, like making sure he lived. At the back of his mind there was a phantom throbbing from his feet. His neural mnemonics were reporting his blood was laced with toxins, probably some contamination from the burned flesh, too. Madier raced onwards, deeper into the ruin ring, already 200 meters beyond the shell section. The plume of gas was visibly weaker. A small pearl-white mote curved over the edge of the shell section, chasing after the ship. Octal, desperate not to be stranded alone with a space plane he couldn't open. If he stopped to think, he might have sabotaged Joshua's craft. "Be thankful for small mercies," Joshua told himself. The maneuvering pack lifted him from his hiding place behind the boulder. Its gas reserve was down to 5%, just enough to get back to the space plane, although he would have found a way even if it was empty, somehow. Today he was fortune's child.